Pues. You know, in the last week or two about Zen as a Vipassana, what's the deal if somebody benefiting from somebody else's property and it's not at the expense of the owner of the property? That was the show of Zen as a Vipassana. The way we've explained the whole sugya all the way through, and that is how we're going to keep to it, is that every time a person benefits from somebody else, the recipient really owes money to the beneficiary, whatever, the person giving the benefit, the one who gives the benefit, you really owe that money.
Benefactor,
thank you, right. Anytime a beneficiary benefits from a benefactor, he has to really owe the money. Just the shayla of this gemara was, since the benefactor, the one giving the benefit, has lost nothing by the fact of it, so does he have a right to claim that money? Maybe you owe it, but you have a right to claim it. My ministry, since it's probably, could be, possibly, and Moscow it is, ministry, he cannot claim the money. That's the shine of the amount. We saw it last time in that case, at the top of the honor, half of the base, to the Moscow Sanis, that this is all after the fact. But prior to the person benefiting from me, I have a right to prevent him. Although it's not going to make any difference to me whatsoever, I have a right to tell him, sorry, this is my property, I don't know you coming. I will just make a difference to you. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference whether it makes a difference or not. It's my property, I'm the bala boss. I can decide whether or not you should come into it. And we explained, I think we explained, I think we did explain, that the Sodom Zenem is under process, the Sodom is a story. That you can't claim is to take somebody else's money. But this claim is, I got a right to take someone else's money if it didn't affect me at all. But I've got a right to claim my own money. Right? It's my house. My house. I've got a right to say about my house that it's my house and then you come in. Doesn't make a difference to me, but I'm taking my own thing. I'm not taking yours, I'm taking my own thing. But after you've been there only a few weeks, and now I want to take your money because you were in my house. That is the shayla of Zen. The chosam askana is that you cannot do that. You don't have a right to clear. So far, so good, Yossi? All clear? And today we're going to learn some tastes in, and we're going to delve a little bit deep into Zen and the chosam. It's not as simple as we've learned till now, although it's been quite simple, right? It's not as simple. There's a little bit of a problem in this study as we go along, and I want to touch upon it. So first, we have a few tasting to see. Some of them we've seen, some of them we haven't. Afkuri Mafbidul, this one we have seen, but we'll go over it, because we should go things to say that. The Gemara said that if an animal eats in a shisur avim, the Raya the Shalom, you see Zen and the Lepas. So the Gemara Raya said, if you ever know, this is the third line of the Gemara. Who was the answer back? I don't remember the name of the Gemara. Onto the back, to a piece of the Mishnah says, you see, then you have to pay for that lot. You have to pay for that lot. Nenis, Mishnah, Mashanem, Nenis. Says the Gemara, what you were talking about. That's talking about a case. The animal ate up my fruit and it should surround me. So I lost my fruit. So what's Rav Nachman talking about? It's a case of Zenen and Zenachosin. We want to know a case of Zenen and Zenachosin. So he says, Stam Peris and it should surround him. Afkuri Mafkilu, which is now the seventh line down in the Gemara. The Ramah Chomer said, some parents in Shazarabim, Afkuri Mafkilu. So it's not my property. It's not my property, so it's not Chosim. It's not anyway Mafkilu, so it's not Chosim. So what's the question, you know? Why do you have to believe it or not? If it's not my property, you didn't have an offer for me. So the place says, this is so, but we'll go over it, loading up. Not the Yami of Kuri. It's not Hefka, complete Hefka. He's relinquished ownership completely. If that would be, then even an oy shouldn't pay. Elamis yaish. It's a yush. She's so old, she is calculable machwa shariam in those. He thought they're going to be destroyed because people are treading over them. And it's not even going to get to the stage of having, it's going to be completely destroyed, even more than the man would be able to get for him. So it's not put chaser. Even more damage is going to happen to it. It's going to get completely worth zero.
These words don't mean to that point.
No. That's the gears on the side. The gears on the side is until that point. This gear says, Ad shalai yavoyu. No, it doesn't. The gears on the side, they're not going to where your side is. It could be good. Do you have a little letter there?
Yeah.
Where's it go to? What letter?
Bet.
So where's that bet go to? In the older Gemara, it's easier. Just have it right next to it.
It's
probably. Yeah, probably. Actually, anyway, that figures that you're learning. But this gives we're saying, we don't have the post-production places. My own learns this way. If I have berries, and I'm expecting them to lose their value.
Entirely?
If I'm expecting them to lose their value entirely, I know it's not happening. It still belongs to me. It's still going to take it, and the other's got a right to take it from me.
So you have to ask
that you think today. I don't expect to make any money on this base. I'm expecting them to get destroyed. But at the moment they're not destroyed. I'm expecting them to get destroyed. But at the moment they're not destroyed, to who do they belong to?
I'm expecting that I will not be able to get exit
to
the game.
Right?
Someone else will take
them. No. Nobody's got a right to it. They belong to me.
No,
a very good, interesting thing you talk about Yush of Aveda. We'll talk about Yush of Aveda in a minute. This is an Aveda. I put it down in the street. I didn't lose that little way. Put it down in the street, and an animal is going to people in one point. So I myself am thinking, am I going to get anything? Are these bears worth anything to me? No. Where would they belong to? Nobody else did a Kenyan to it. So it still belongs to me. It belongs to me. Just I don't think I'll make any money. Says Rabbi Muhammad, if you don't think you'll make any money, you don't think it's worth anything. I think I'm lost. That's why, as far as I'm concerned, I've written off having these bears. I've written off having these bears. Says Rabbi Muhammad, you can't call a chosse. Can't call a chosse. There's no chosse here because I've already written off the damage. But the guy is having that off from my property. At the moment, it's still my property. I've written off the right, the chance of making any money on this. But ultimately, it's still my property. Now, three mentioned by Yush, it's the important point of Yush as well. If a person lost an Aveda, and he is this Yaish, with many guys, that it still belongs to him. It does, since he's this Yaish, the person's got a right to keep it. As long as nobody's taken it, it still belongs to the person. For instance, there's a raya. It says if somebody finds something, that person wasn't misyaish, then midas, if nimish is a din, is to give it back. If nimish is a din, if somebody finds something, I know a person that was already misyaish. Already he said, oh, he violated something. He lost it, and he didn't expect to find it. He was misyaish, he gave up hope. So the halacha is anyone can take it. But if nim mishur satin is to give it back. It's the Gemara agencies. Why? If somebody's mafkis something, there's no din if nim mishur satin to give it back to him. Why is it din here, if nim mishur satin to give it back? The answer is I'll be this given. Also, Yerush belongs really to the original guy. You've got a right to take it. There's an image of the man, don't take it, give it back to the guy. But it really, at the moment, belongs to the other guy. Since you're in the Messiah, it's supposed for you to be able to take it. But currently, it belongs still to the original guy.
And one of the white ones doesn't transfer it.
Why don't you take it? Why don't you take it for yourself?
Oh, the animal took it.
So here, this animal trod on it, or ate it, right? So now, since the animal ate my property, Right? This isn't the classification of years. That's years below it. But three mentions years. This is not even the classification of years. I didn't lose that. I put it down in Shusarabim. I didn't lose it. I put it down in Shusarabim, knowing that there's a good chance that I won't, they'll get
all the worst stuff.
Yeah, good chance. I wasn't math great. It was like math in the dust. I put it down there knowing a good chance it could get lost, could get destroyed. But if I'd want to, I'd be able to take it. If somebody else comes to take it, I'd say, no, you're going to write it. It's my property. I put it in the back of my mind. I know I might not, it might get destroyed. But currently, it still belongs to me. I wasn't math great. It currently belongs to me. If somebody comes and takes it, I wasn't mediage. I didn't say by end of some case. It's a bit, not exactly the same case as that. Where I lost, I don't know where it is, but well, yeah, I know where it is. And I could be, I'm going to come and take it. I'm on math grid. I'm planning to come and take it. I know there's a risk. The risk will be going down. Why am I going in the street? Because it takes me, why should I put the best food in the street?
That's
right, because it was in the street.
Because he's trying to take it without.
No.
He wants to look at the eating process.
No, I think
he wants the animals to eat it.
No.
Yeah?
It's too heavy. It's too heavy. Very good. He needs to really use the bathroom. He has to put the fruit down. You can think of a bunch of reasons why a person would do that. A person did not to have the sugar that wants to get rid of his fruit. But in there, a person puts things down and shoots around it because he needs to temporarily put it there. But he knows it comes with a risk. The animals will eat it. So he was misyaish on the law, thinking, knowing, not misyaish is the Jewish thing, doesn't know where it is. He puts it down there knowing this risk. The risk is that it might get destroyed. Says Rama Chama, once you know that's the risk, you can't call it chos if it does get destroyed. You already wrote it off earlier. You can't call it chos. This is Rama Chama. It's what's failing. He said, it is called chaser. But Rami Achama said, since you wrote off, you accepted this risk that that it might get destroyed. So if it does get destroyed, it's not called that you lost money. That's something you expected already. So why did he put it down? He had a reason. It wasn't because he was being mouth-curious. He was planning on carrying on his walk. There's a risk. Who knows? So if you do something like that, there's a risk. Take a risk. And that risk, you already accepted. You already accepted that risk. Says Rami Achama, you accepted that risk, that's already considered you lost it. But you didn't really lose it. It really belonged to you. You have a not. You have a not versus no loss. Says Rami Chista, no, that's called a loss. Rami Achama, once you've already accepted the risk and knowing that it might be completely destroyed, that's not called bull. Now I have a loss. The loss I already had earlier when I said to that risk. That's a chiddush of
Rambam. Even though it's theoretical, we should be totally fine.
They are fine.
100% fine.
They're 100% fine. Very, very juicy. All the more reason why an animal might eat them. They're 100% fine. Yeah, it's a chiddush in Rambam Chama. Come about, the basic manager didn't accept that. But that's how Rambam Chama understood it. I'm just saying that the gifts that we have is the correct one. The gifts that we have in our bride, in our taste, is going to get totally destroyed. That's what he's expecting. He's expecting it to get totally destroyed. Or he's taken that risk that it will get totally destroyed. If he's only expecting it to get partially destroyed, and the animal does destroy it completely, then there was a chosin. But he never expected it to get totally destroyed. So those who are talking about a cage, you expect it to get totally destroyed, expecting it to be finished. People are treading, trotting over it, walking on it, destroying it. He's not expecting it to be worth anything, right? If an animal now goes and eats it, how much did you lose? Not really anything new. I already expected that before. I know. Says, that's not called. That's not called. It's called a law, because who does it belong to at the moment? It belongs to it. It wasn't market. It didn't give people a right to take it. There's a certain years, an expectation that what would happen. Okay. At Giranjali Akivisen, I hear in this place we need a bit more thought. At Giranjali Akivisen, we don't finish the country. Rashi, what's it? It's good over the Gemara. The Gemara says the verse was Makiv. The verse was fence up the prophet, right? He put up a fence. There was one guy who had a neighbor who surrounded him on all sides, and he put up a fence, and the neighbor put up a fence. And halacha is, well, that was the discussion here, whether or not the inner guy has to pay. And we went with the Tanakhama held, yes. If it went all the way around, if the outer guy put up a fence all the way around him, he would need to pay. The inner guy doesn't need to pay. And the question, why do you need to pay? Why do you need to pay? Which sounds was at Gramdali Akefa Yisera. This thing that we said that then that if it's not because of you, you're the cause of why I'm doing this fencing, then yes, you have to do. We said that's not ministry. You pay money from somebody who's the cause for my
trouble. The inner fence.
Oh, so Rashi never talking about the inner fence. Let me understand it very well. Why am I putting up this fence? Because of you. You're the inner fence. I'm putting up this fence because of you. That's what Rashi said. He's talking about the inner fence. Says, places, we tell you, Pisha Kuntras Mashma, the Mayi Begeder Shabain Sadeu Listenikif. We're talking about the fence which is between his field, the outer field, and the Listenikif, and the field of the one who was surrounded. Because they even Koshev lays their name, Zain Choser. This doesn't understand this. Why is it called Zen and Zen Loy Choser? Hoyel Shekol Oise Agedo Loy Nasem. This entire fencing was only done. Elo the Hafsik, Prince Doisov, the Steinikiv. The whole reason why he did this fencing was to separate, make it fencing between him and the person inside. How can you say it's called Zenenem Zelechoser? Rashi says, it's talking about the inner wall. There's places. Inner wall, you're calling it Zenenem Zelechoser? Loichoser? Why are they doing this wall? He's doing the wall to separate between the two of us. Why is that Loichoser? That's Choser. I'm expending money for the two of us. Why should that be called Loichoser? Loichoser is just doing something for myself. That's low cost. But here I'm doing it for both of us.
He's doing it for himself.
He's doing it for himself.
He doesn't want his animals to wander around.
Excellent. Says the Rambam in Bava Basra. I hold the Rashi. But it's called Zenenem Loy Chosam. Why? I built a wall for the both of us. No. You built the wall for yourself. You didn't build it because of the other guy. You built it for yourself. Entirely for yourself. You didn't want your animals to roam into the middle field. You didn't want the middle field's animals to come out into yours, bro. But you did it entirely for yourself. And there was a direct benefit for the other guy. That's called Zenenem Zelechoser. Something which you would have invested that amount of money anyway for yourself, the fact that somebody else is a direct beneficiary of that is Zenenem Zelechoser. Places, kind of, it doesn't matter either. Places, then, if somebody builds a wall, and that wall serves two people, then, and I'm spending money on that, that's called chosam. Because the money I'm spending for both of us, I'm spending money on that. This wall I'm building, says Thaisis, this wall I'm building, the middle wall, why am I building it? It's both for me and for you. The exact hanala I have is what you have. I'm spending money to create this hanala. That's chosam. So amazing, how can you call it Zenen and Zenen chosam? We look at the wall just behind me, the window here. They built a wall. Why did they build that wall? Supporting wall. That supporting wall serves the people that built it. But it also serves Kiryas Agra. Is that called Zenenem Zelechoser? I built this wall. These people on the inside, they built the wall for themselves. But that wall is needed both for them and for us. It's needed for both. No, let's say it's on what do you mean negative side? The one that I'm building it or the one the beneficiary.
The effect or he would lose if the hotel side.
Let's say he built it completely in here, but problem the story. The people building that this apartment built that wall completely in their shoes. But they're investing money to build a supporting wall. Why are they investing the money? That's it. But But that same seed from standing here, we need to dwell. But people on the other side says, that's not called lo yichosel, not lo yichosel, they're investing money to create this benefit. They create, that's what they invested for, both for me and for you. This is what was needed by both of us. Says Rashi and Ramban, not true. You're looking at it the wrong way. You needed that wall. The mikram on the other side. But you needed that wall, and that money you would have invested for yourself. I'm just happened to be on the other side. That's called low cost. Because you, that amount of money you anyway needed to do for yourself. Have a moment to get my colleague to judge this. What's the din when somebody does something for himself, but exactly the same benefit to do for himself, the guy on the other side also needs. And I'm investing money for myself. But this investment is something which the other side needed anyway. I'm just the one doing it. Is that called Zehenene? Is there a loy chosel? Or is that called Zehenene? Is there a chosel? Achleik is Rashi. According to Jesus, that's called chosel. I'm investing money which you yourself should have done. I'm investing it. That's called chosel. According to Rashi, you know, you're investing money which you needed anyway. I happen to be here. Gaining by it. That's called.
Not might not necessarily need it though. Ruben might have animals, and he's trying to prevent his animals from coming onto Shimon's property. He's not Shimon, he's trying to prevent animals from Shimon doesn't have animals, he just has the crops.
So the more he's not Shimon needs it, because Ruben's animals are going
to. No, Shimon, as we learned before, we had arguments or discussions with Yossi about whether or not a property owner has an obligation to protect
himself. Doesn't have an obligation to do it. He might want to do it.
Okay, so he might want to do it. At the end of the day, though, Ruben's one who can be liable to Shimon for whatever damages his animals cause on Shimon's property.
Yeah.
So he's trying to do his duty as a shomer.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily have to be to Shimon's benefit. He doesn't. Why should he pay for it? Why should he pay for Ruben's shmira?
I should pay for Reuben's shmira. First of all, it's not just Reuben's animals which might come into Shimon's field. It could also be Hefka animals which might come into Shimon's field and then lose it.
So, but he already has that outer wall, though.
Okay, so he's benefiting from that. Okay, so he's benefiting from the outer wall as well.
Yeah.
Two together, he's benefiting from together. Okay. He's still benefiting from them. Those walls that were built are something which Shimon himself would have needed to build. Right?
Okay.
So, how can you call it low cost? I built the wall which you yourself needed to build. So I invested for the two of us. Why is that a cost? It says, that's not all there.
Husband is going to apply. You're supposed to direct the tax and rent it. Why is it so different? The name of the building.
Yeah, very different. Very different stream. A wall that's put up between two people, and somebody builds a house for himself, and somebody squats inside it. The reason why the person built the house was not to enable the squat in. He built it for himself. Now, it happens to be it's standing empty, and it squats and moves in.
I think it's a person built the wall, and one that's like, I don't
know. This person built the wall, it's a wall that serves both of us. That's what it's my target for. It's Matara, the Matara of this wall. The purpose of this wall is to serve both fields. Not the purpose of a house is to serve a squat. The purpose of the house is to serve me. That's what purpose
of the house. What is served by the house? My neighbor and I. My neighbor is just to pay for my benefit. The fence that gave me benefit.
It's a fence which is needed between two houses. So either you would have put up or he would have put up, or you'd be left empty. There's something which is being built for both of us.
I'm saying, I was not
the moment. That's why. In the case why, when you built it, you didn't care less about the area.
I understand.
The reason why you're investing in it is because you're concerned about yourself. But ultimately, this wall is acting. It's not just for yourself, it's serving for the other person as well. That's the purpose of it.
The implication of it.
Not the implication. The purpose of this wall is to separate the two of us. That's the purpose of this wall. And says this, that's the purpose of the wall. So it happened to be that you built it, the other guy was needed, wasn't building it. So you built it because you had to build it, but you're investing money. Really, what should have been, the two of you together should have built it together. That's what should have been, right? But the other guy refuses to build it. So you're building it, you're investing your money. On some weeks, the other guy should have also put it in. For your cost and for the other guy.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a type of thing the two of us should have built together. Why should that not be called cost? That's Tosis. And Rashi says, well, I'm fine. It's not true.
Okay.
But ultimately, you built it. And according to Rashi, you built it. The person who built it, built it on his own property. He built it for himself. That's why he's doing it. And therefore, although it's true that inner person gained in it, it's called low cost. It's not only my colleagues are actually places with practical ramifications. Mm-hmm. Right. So, okay.
Well, so, how does Rashi answer the question?
Since this is something I would have invested for myself, all that money I would have invested for myself, the fact that you are a direct
beneficiary. I wouldn't have done it for myself.
You would have done it.
How? I shouldn't have done it. You wouldn't have done it.
You would have. It feels like. The field is bad.
I thought that you thought that the country was a total. So you would have done it for himself.
He would have done it for himself anyway.
No,
he would have done it for himself. That means if Shimon would have been on strike somewhere, he would have built it anyway. This field is, I have a problem. There's an inner field, which the animals are going to be coming in and out. So I would have built this wall anyway. Says this, in a case where you would have built this wall anyway. But it's a wall between you and your neighbor, that can't, which is a direct beneficiary, not just for myself, but for you. The same shimush I get is the shimush that you get. Such a thing, if I invest in money, is not called low cost. Not called low cost. The money I'm investing is for both of us. That's not called low cost. And Rashi clearly said, no, since you wouldn't build that for yourself, even though something else is a direct beneficiary, it's also called low cost. It's also called low cost.
Even if the other person is responsible for that.
Even though the other person is caution. But this might be Rashi and Amba. Kunta Rashi, they built the inner walls. The inner walls, the walls is between the two of us. So I'm the one spending the money, but why should you be off the hook? I'm building it for the two of us. The money I'm investing is because of both of us, therefore you would have to. So what's the case of the Gemara going to say? Not the inner walls. What's the case? Says Tosas. One second, one more question. Shouldn't say keep you say. How do you translate the word to keep you say? The extra hecker. The extra. I did something extra for you. Did something extra for you? I did this whole wall because of you. Not because I did something extra. You should have said, you caused me all this entire hecker. The keep yourself to a mashba. The word keep yourself implies to go and lay the hambush. Cause them to do more. Not cause them to do the whole thing. There's places I don't understand the whole Pshat Rashi. Rashi's talking about the inner walls in the picture we have it. The inner walls, I don't understand. First of all, this wall that you're investing is because of both of us. That's not called Lori Chosse. That's called Chosse. He's investing the money because of both of us. Question number one. Question number two, the KP is sale with Morrison. Why do you have to pay? Because the Reuben can say to Shimon, you caused me to do this extra fencing. You caused me to do the extra fencing. The extra fencing? Or the entire fencing?
The entire internal
fencing. So how can you tell me out gradually a key for yourself on the extra fencing? You called me to do the entire inner fencing.
But that's the way all the entire fencing. Entire fencing is two squares.
Very good. Very good. So it's a catch, we've got these catches. These are the catches with the words are on. The Dovid wants to answer this answer, which is given by Rishayim and Achrayim. Why is it the key for yourself, Tom? Because there's already an outer wall. The person, the Shimon, Ruvain, he built himself an outer wall and an inner wall. Why is he building himself the inner wall? Because it's for the Shimon. That's called a key for yourself, Tom. is an additional fencing of me. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Gave me Sarah. And Rashi gave me Sarah. Mm-hmm. Elsie, you got it? You gave me Sarah? First one that I'm going to give you, sir. Dilam Soda Shel Shimon. If it wouldn't be for the field of Shimon, between the fields of Ruben, Havesagile, it would have been sufficient for Ruben, the Machitza is Chitzoidos, with the outer fencing. Havesagile, the Dois of Gedurim, and all his fences, all his fields would have been protected. That's what David's saying. Ruben's saying, I would have anyway had to do my outer fencing, it's true. And now you made me do more. The inner fencing is wrong. That's the answer what to taste the second question. What does it mean by Antony a key for yourself? You caused me the extra, yes, extra meaning.
Very interior.
Of course the entire interior is new. Step as to the outer exterior. This picture that we made, done with a lot of Mashava, in the walls of the picture we made, we got fencing, outer fencing, and inner fencing. If you learn Rashi, the whole point is the inner fencing. Why did they go outer fencing? Why did they put outer fencing? It's because we just put it to show where the outside is. But according to what we're saying, no, it's made me do it. They were talking about there was already outer fencing. There was outer fencing. And he did this inner fencing. In addition to the outer fence, that's called at garantani a keeping your symptom, the extra fencing. This inner fencing is binosav, is additional to the outer fence directly out. And that's why you can say you need to pay. Well, Shimon has to pay.
I don't think you not show the outer fence even before time.
It does.
No problem.
Yeah, mine also. Yeah.
Well, this diagram is also before suggestion that Ruben bought before the sign.
Yeah.
And so there were plenty of kinds.
Okay, so those are two castles of tastes. First of all, the investment which I did between the two of us is not called Loi Chose, it's a Chose for both of us, which Rashi explained on. Second is, this the lotion gave you yourself up. Additional giver. What is additional giver? So what's Tosef Pshat? Tosef Pshat is a unbelievable, mind-boggling Pshat. And here, Shemim Mechutz, Sobim, Nidalad Ruchos, Hegel. Ruben put a wall around Ruben's field. They gave you yourself up. So what's that? What's additional? He didn't do anything extra. He puts a wall around his own field. So what's the keep yourself? Or what's the extra? Yishom shemachra sodeim tzoi. It's due to the inner field. Ahekev golol yaseh midai. I now do more than I would have had to do fencing. That means if your inner field wouldn't have been there, then my field could have been smaller. Right? There's an inner field which takes up, let's say, 2 dunam of land. And my field are 10 dunam around that, 10 dunam around. And if your 2 dunam wouldn't have been there, then my 10 dunam could have been on a small area. Right? Because 10, if you have your 2 dunam, and I've got 10 dunam around it, so it's 12 dunam. So how much fencing do I need? I need fencing of 12 dunam. But had your 2 dunam not been there, then my 10 dunam could have been in your middle area as well, which would mean I would have only had to do fencing for 10 dunam. The reason why I have to do fencing for 12 dunam is because of you.
So he's saying, Tosfos is saying that had Shimon's not been there, then that entire 2 dunam, whatever it is, would just evaporate.
Yeah.
And contract the property that he owns.
Yeah.
Or when he owned the entire plot, and he would have made the fence smaller, like closer in, and not do the outer part of his property.
No, of course he's going to fence his own property.
So he's just saying that his ownership, he would have a smaller, he would have he'd have the same size, but the dimensions would be smaller.
But plus he wouldn't have.
But why would he not have?
He would have the inner fence also.
He wouldn't need it.
Right. So you say double the inner, no inner fence whatsoever, and a smaller outer perimeter fence.
Right. Okay. But the KP itself is a smaller outer permanent fence, right?
That's
so not understandable at all. It's not understandable at all. Sorry, it's just not understandable. But take anyone's apartment, whatever you, wherever you're living, when you say, well, you know, if my neighbor wasn't here, then my apartment could have been a different shape. And therefore, my neighbor's causing me a loss because I had to build my shape a different shape. Right? Sorry, this is how the world was created. There's this field in the middle. Whether you like it or not, the field in the middle. And your fields are around it. What earth? What earth is this tomorrow? I'm not giving it, I'm giving it there.
You're short pitching me. You're short pitching me. Like I'm dreaming. I can't believe what I was saying.
What? You do understand it?
No, but I can't believe what I'm saying. That. That's not tough.
Tom, I'm saying what?
The
process is not understandable. It's just not understandable. The Amshul Shleim. The Amshul Shleim says this Teretz of Tosfos is long run. And it doesn't mean it's just, we're going to say different Teretz soon. It's just very hard to spot. It's not one. You have a field in the middle, which was there from Sheshes Mebrishes, and you came second, so you had to build for your field around it. So that's the matter, that's the situation. You want to protect your field, you put up a field. It's true that this wall that he puts up does protect the inner guy. Does protect the inner guy. The outer wall protects the inner guy. Because now the animals from all outside are not going to come. Not in the outer wall, not in the inner wall. But what's this smart? You caused me the extra fencing, right? Because had your field not been there, my field would have been smaller. Right, my 10 dunam wouldn't have needed to go around with the 2 dunam. The 10 dunam would have taken up also 2 dunam. So we made up, I would have only had to do a warning of 10 dunam. Now, because your field, I had to do 12 dunam.
So there's no inner wall, there is
no inner wall.
If no inner wall at all,
no,
not necessarily
to
do that.
Yeah, it's like a valley would have been down.
The source kind of, though, of them contracting. You know what happens when some international in too much.
This is very difficult to understand. This is saying the guy puts up a fence around the dimensions of his own property. But his dimensions of his property were that much larger because the middle guy's property was there. So he had to build it around it, right? Because you have to build it around it, you can claim money from the middle guy. What on earth is the shadow? Yom Shoshlemi doesn't like this thesis, right? But it is a thesis, and everybody else can say this. So Reb Nachum Batovich, he's my Rebbe on Baba Kame. I know it was a to learn by him, but he says, we must remember that he said, if you have hana from the other person, you owe him money. That's the side which we've been teaching ourselves the whole time. You have hana from somebody else's, a financial hana, from somebody else's property, you owe him money. Just, he can't claim from you because of me destroying. So, Esher, Shatan Tesis is as much as you're right, it's all history. But ultimately, the Hano which you got, you did, the inner guy got Hano, was because the outer person had to put up the fencing. It's not called Midas Stoyer if I had to put up an extra $2 of fencing because of it. It's not called Midas Stoyer claiming that money. You're right, you're quite right. At the end of the day, I had to put up these walls because that's how Hashem made the world, and my field was surrounding your field, and that's the dimensions of my field. But it's not made of stone to claim money for money that I'm investing, extra money I'm investing, which you were the cause of it. You were the cause of it. I had to invest an extra $2 worth of fencing because of you. Made of stone, it's not. So what's that question? Why should I pay? Why should I pay? Why should the other guy? Why should Shimon have to pay? This is how the world was made. Why should I have to pay? You have to pay because you had an offer from me. And the law is The nene, you have to pay. And you had a loan. You had a loan. If you had a loan, you have to pay. Just what? Reuven's got a right to claim it. He does have a right to claim it because he's investing extra warning, extra fencing, because you're in the middle.
What can the shipment have from the extra out of
animals aren't coming in?
We also have, he's also making living.
He's not. There's no income. It's only out of it. So there's an oil. He's having an oil. If he's having an oil, he owes money. He owes money. The other guy's not paying because the angry had to build that fence. And the outer one, Shimon, Reuven, doesn't he have to build a fence for himself here? Yeah, it's true. But they had to do extra because of you.
We say the Tosfos perhaps was making a finish that not only does, if there was an inner fence, I think it, by Tosfos would be like a whole shenanigans. Of course, obviously, he had to pay for the inner fence. But even the outer fence, he has to pay.
The extra.
If there was an inner fence and an outer fence, let's say there was already an inner fence, and now Reuven's building an outer fence, Shimon wouldn't need to pay for it. He's not benefiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's only my case where Shimon is benefiting. So there's no inner wall. It's only the outer wall. It's only the outer wall. And that wall Reuven is building, why is Reuven building the outer wall? For himself. That's what he's building. He's building for himself. It's his outer wall. It's not demarcating anything between him and Shimon.
No.
He's building it for himself. It's his outer wall. But since he has to do a bit bigger, because of Shimon, and it's true that Shimon's player field was there on the plan, but he had to do a bit more because of Shimon, there's no midstone to him.
Shimon's not benefiting because
Reuven's
animals
can be. He's not benefiting because Reuven can be benefiting, but it's benefiting from everyone else's animals.
Isn't Tosfos built on both? Don't Tosfos build the inner wall and the outer wall? We need to avoid the other two with the outer wall.
But Tosfos doesn't know there was an inner wall. Because of the middle field, the fencing is more than necessary. The outer fencing is more than necessary. From the places, don't you have to fence? No reason.
So, the matter is, though, if you have both inner and outer, it depends on which you build first.
If we built in and outer, so once you build the inner one,
which you build the inner one, the outer one is.
The inner one is.
But
we're talking about the inner there, only the outer one. Okay, so what we see in the place is
this. Says the oil. Is what oil should come or say?
No, that's a Rashi. That's when you ask a Rashi. And you go Rashi to chat, that's a hill. And you ask them to understand. You have to do the whole thing for
him. You have to read some sign.
Then Joseph carries on. Adam here.
That's where it was.
That's not Joseph's done. Adam here, Shabin Bechut, Sophie Vidal, Jukri, Sikhi. We're talking about he did the outer wall. The KPU say, Mishum Shemakras. What's a KPU say, yo? Yeah, now I understand it. Shemakras, Solem, Sophie Vidal. The inner wall, a heck of God of Yosemite done. The fencing is more than necessary, right? But here you definitely have to take somebody's coat and pull it up. This place has no Avona.
This is the case where moving on the fourth side as well.
Yeah.
They should redo the Gemara itself. I forget about that by Rashi.
Right.
There's just this field. And three other fields in the perimeter. Then he buys the fourth field, and then for the first time he decides to build one giant fence on the whole thing. But it's hard to reread there because you're so used to seeing the mixture and
right.
That's the case. So what's still happening?
So the one and only fence was one side, two side, three side, and out of the same side, both parties are benefiting.
Why is it big?
Because that inner.
I bet in the field not being there.
It's only
because of the land. Right, you're not happy about it.
Okay, so obviously, he doesn't mean that. No. Obviously, he doesn't mean that.
He doesn't mean that. We're explaining that it's within the law, that really Shimon is the beneficiary and he has to pay. That field, for that warning here, he's the beneficiary. Just what? It's and Reuven anyway would have built it for himself, just for himself. That's then Lori Foster. It's not. Because of you, I have to invest a little bit more. And if it's because of you, I have to invest more, I've got a right to keep it. claim. Just to how much to claim. She is in place and it wants a right to claim. I can claim an entire. That's the decision city at all. Once I have a right to claim, I can claim an entire. Rather than a chiddush sheaf. This is saying here. We have to remember this. It's a very critical. We're not going to tell them that it's possible. Every zeneh, the nene is a sibah to pay, is a reason to pay. You benefited, you've got a reason to pay. The only reason why not, because nobody can claim anything. The middle is starting to claim. Now, if the one who was nene was the goyim for any extra investment of the benefactor, then the benefactor's got a right to claim. You got a right to claim. Now you're right, your field is there first, and I pulled the area around it. I'm the one that's put up a big thing around it. But why I'm putting around it is you're benefiting. A, you're benefiting it from, so you've got a reason to pay. And B, I had to pay a bit extra because you were there.
What did Rashi say with the after war? Rashi, you're a third person doing the after war.
There are not one as Maharaj saying not, but. But the way we've learned from Yeshua, yeah, it would be the same.
So this would fall in place with the deer, with the ground, with the bite, and then the owner above it. Because again, one is necessary for the other. So once you're giving one person benefit, you're necessarily giving the other one a benefit. But it still doesn't come to answer the question about someone who built a house or someone's home. Vacant or empty, and there's a squatter there because there's
that case, the person built this house for himself,
right?
They didn't spend any extra money,
right? And no one's
in that case, that's a shame. Then it was a
right. So this didn't come to answer that.
Mark thought it is, and Mark said, no, we're gonna arrive because that's up ground to the Achilles. This case, the Shimon has to pay because Shimon is the cause for slightly extra money that Reuben's having to pay, a real cause, but. It's because of Shimon that Shimon has to pay more. It does not mean that starting to claim, I know what you've got, which you owe me that now, which came because of your right to spend extra. Chiddushin minister. Okay, fine. It's possible to understand that. Okay, so that's Shimon's basis. Shimon's basis, it's, I spoke about the Friday night here, the blank. It's a geschmack it up and get the family going. You have a person who had a field from, he'd been living there for about 60 years, a newcomer comes, buys the area around him, builds a fence around that area, and starts claiming money from the inner guy for the outer fencing. The guy can say, maybe, please, what are you doing? Well, why should I have to pay? That is, no, because you're benefiting. You're benefiting, you have to pay.
What benefiting? Sure, he doesn't want it.
Yeah, I don't want that. I never invested in
it. He doesn't want it.
I'm benefiting. Okay, we'll come to Yosef. So there is a benefit now, yeah. So one second. So there's a benefit, but why can't the guy say you built it for me? You built it for yourself. You built it for yourself. You built it because you don't want to get up and coming in your property. That's why you did it, right? That's why you did it. You don't want to come into your property. What's it got to do with you? I'm an indirect beneficiary of it. You built it for your own property. It's your outer walls of your property. What do you want from me? But yeah, but since your property was somewhere in my property, it made it I had to build extra. But otherwise, my ground would have been able to be more contracted. So you were the cause for me to build somewhere extra, therefore you have to pay 50-50. Well, that's not anyway, you had from this wall. Amazing. Now, the doesn't raise the point of evidence, a deeper point than that. If I can tell you to look and taste the stuff, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, I can trouble you to look at it. The cash would say all that frame of money. The Gemara talks about what happens if somebody's wool got dyed. We want wool, tzema, wool got dyed as a color, colored without a U for the Americans, right? So if we got died, D-Y-E-Y, right? So there's a shayla, if somebody dies, somebody else, if somebody improves somebody else's property, so you need to pay for the improvement, right? So what, that's a shayla of the Gemara there. Do you have to pay for the fact that the wool is better price? It looks better. Okay, so Chase is there. This is the fourth chases. Oh, it's only in Shrach. The aim is Shrach shows some money like I said. Tema, great chaser cash. I remember that. Should smile at Timur his wool is worth more now. Why doesn't he have to pay? But the Hanoi, yeah, somebody came along and died somebody else's wool. Somebody came along and died somebody else's wool. So the law is at the time of Gemara, you don't need to pay anything. Why not? You had a law. You had a law, you should have to pay. I had my wool. My wool now is worth more. Now blue or black or green, whatever color it is, so it's worth more. Why do you need to pay? Gemara, oh, no, it's in your chava, it's your chava. If you eat, if the animal eats in the shisarabim, it eats in the shisarabim, you have to pay a law. Right? That brings examples of cases where you have to pay enough. If the animal eats Irish Surahim, probably is Irish Surahim. Have to pay or not? So if there's a lot, you have to pay. Animal egg, you have to pay.
Choose and just live that role for one second.
Yeah. Oh, it brings another example of yours. I'm not really good. If an animal falls into the gina, yeah, and benefited, we learned this in my cleaners, they benefited a part of the garden, and it fell and it landed on some cushy tomatoes, and the animal didn't get damaged because of it. So we don't need to pay for the damage of the tomatoes, we have to pay for the law of the fact that the animal didn't get damaged. And the third example is somebody stuffs food, drink into is the gullet. You can mashari mashin. So Frank Tasis, why is in Sugi there for some reason by the wool? We didn't discuss about Hano. Why not? Says Tasis, V'yesh Zachari. The Hano, the Hoch, the Hano of the wool being dyed, Ein Bo Aliday myself. It didn't come through me, my wool. I didn't do anything to make my wool. This benefit from it, I didn't do it. And also not, my behemoth didn't do anything. It wasn't me who did it.
Who needed it?
No, it's on the other side. It's not painted. Yeah, a monkey painted my wall. Right?
The monkey took the bucket of dye and dumped it on top of it.
What Jason says first, if talk about the case of the monkey or an animal bumped into it, not over the pig, right? My wool got dyed. It got dyed without me getting involved. The lawyer did my invention, my animal wasn't involved. And since they says, oh, but talk about it, when his friend stuffed something into his mouth. It wasn't done through me. It's the gufa's net. So same places. When do we have to pay pano? You have to pay pano either if your animal did something, or if you did something, or if your body benefits. One of those three things. If you involved, you went and squatted. So you're the one that went into that place to squat, so it was done by yourself. Or if your animal did, your animal from the Rechavitei, so your animal did something, the animal fell down into the tomatoes. So your animal did something, so you have to pay a lot. Or if your goof has a lot, even if you didn't do anything, somebody stuffed food into your mouth and you swallowed it, so you had a lot. So you had to pay. But again, your goof has a lot. One of those three things. If you're my sim, your animal or your goat. That's when you pay hanok. Zenene, zed. Cotton, zenene. We have to pay fano is only in one of three cases. You only pay fano if either you did something to get hanok, your animal did something to get hanok, or your goat actually benefited from this hanok.
That's
the only time when you pay fano.
Then the potential pay fano, because if it's still needs a dome,
in case of chosse,
right.
Only if one of those three things. Right. You did it, your animal did it, or your goof was there.
He's talking about the painting. He's not talking about the one who wanted the paint doing it.
No.
He's referring to the person who benefits from it.
Yeah. The side that was talking about where, let's say, as he said, Kurik did it, or someone else, not the one who was
the
Gemara just speak about the ball that someone who creeps from a monkey, right? So talk about a monkey, a robot. So I wasn't
excellent.
That's very good to see. Don't we still here? What earth has the wall, our study of the wall, got to do with Zen and Zen Echosen? In this case of the wall, the person living inside, did he build the wall?
No.
Did the animal build the wall? Is his goof nene from it? No. None of these three things apply. So why not should he have to pay for an off?
Somebody else did it.
So what? And no. Is that if you did it? Your animal did it? Or your goof benefits from it?
Why do you speak? Talk about a human being doing it for his friend, who made it for Shimon.
Okay.
And therefore, he would be fired.
So, why would he decide to pay?
Why would he have to pay?
Yeah.
The other person benefited.
I know. So, it's days that it's not. I know you don't miss. I know is only one of the three. Yossi's saying, you know what's pshat, why you have to pay? Not because of Hanok. Pshat because of the new din. Of Yoyed Mitzri Chavir. If somebody goes and invests his money for the sake of someone else, then you have to pay. Something new, like I spoke about this other time when the gardener came and started doing my Haniya.
So what's that?
One second. If I have to speak at this point, there's another din, another something, nothing to do with Zenen. Another din. Yoyed Mitzri Chavir. If somebody goes into somebody else's field and improves the person's field by investing money, then the beneficiary has to pay. Why? Because the one who was building did it for him. If he did it for him, he has to pay. Here is the next by investing for the other guy. Here is the next step. I'm going down into that property. Then I need to pay. And the beneficiary has to pay because the person did it for him. So says the Yossi, if a person would come and dye somebody else's wool with his own dye, then the beneficiary would have to pay because the one who did it invested dye for the sake of that person's reward. So it's a yoyed, so you have to pay that or not. But that's for a different reason. It's called yoyed, the next day chavir. Completely different reason. The question is, we've learned two different sayings. We've learned zen and ev is never chosen. We've learned halacha. We have zen and it's their chosen. Zen and is their chosen, you have to pay. Zen and is their chosen, you have to pay. But what's the door of Zenen and Zechoser? One of three things. Hanor is only if you did it, your animal did it, or your group had Hanor. That's Zenen and Zechoser. But then there's another thing. If somebody builds something, somebody invests, and because of his investment, my property goes up in value, I need to pay. Because he's a Yoyin. He went down, he invested to make my property go up in value. Different lomdas, and that's even if I didn't actively do anything. The other guy invested on my behalf. Two different things. right? What's our sugya? What's the shine of our sugya? But Amar of Kista Leramiak Amar, what was the shine? Which sugya was it?
Then
so why are you bringing Makif Stekaveir into the sugya, putting a fence around it? That's a sugya of Yoyin and Stekaveir. That's not a sugya of Zenin and Zerichosa. That's a sugya of somebody investing in order to improve somebody else's field. Yoyin, somebody goes down in somebody else's field. There isn't a financial.
Maybe there is not.
If there isn't, then there's no unknown. Because he didn't do everything. So if there's no financial improvement, the only reason you want to make him chayav is to Hanah says that if you go had Hanah, you made, you took Hanah, your animal did it, or your goof is dead. Those are the three things where you have Hanah. If you don't have that, nothing to talk about. In this case, the guy sitting in the middle, he's not, he didn't do anything, his animal didn't do anything, and his goof is not being dead. So there's nothing to do. There's only a sugya of Yoyin and Nisqavir. So it has to be talking about the outer guy, improved the value of the guy's field. And that's what he wants to do. What are you going to say?
Like if someone goes and improves somebody else's, first the player would die. If it was the owner of the guy who did it.
No.
Okay. But he's not, it's not. It's no mutual benefit. He did it for his own sake, whereas in our case here, it's doing it for his own sake.
And therefore, so what? Very good. You said the chiddush. Very good. So what? How what? You said the chiddush. Very good.
Okay. So now we're showing whether or not there's a cluster, whether or not there's a lot, whether or not.
I remember, our sugya was a sugya of Zenei and Zenei Chosse. And you're bringing a sugya on Yoyin and Nisqavir. Where's the connection? You hear the question of David? There's two pouches and two tractates. One tractate is Zenene. How much you have to pay if you have Ano? And there's going for Ano. You have to have done something, your animal have to have done something, or your goof has to be Nen. If it's not one of those three things, you don't need to pay for Ano. You do not need to pay for Ano. There's another thing. If your property went up in value because of somebody else's investment, you need to pay for that. The fact that the property went up in value. Excellent. The case of a Makif Kaveyoy is a case of the property going up in value because somebody else's investment. But what's it got to do with the sugi of Zenen and Zele Chose? Nen has to be owned to that. It's a new sugi, a sugi of Yoyin, but it's a Kaveyoy. So, what does it come into? If it's not, but not talking about property, he doesn't have to pay a penny.
He has to pay.
He does.
Say why?
Why?
Because he's nene by the fact that his produce is being shot.
No, means either you did something, your animal did something, or your goof was nene.
So his goof is being nene by the fact that his produce is staying intact for him to be able to have food for Shabbos. He's being nene.
That's not called nene.
Why is that called nene?
He's going to be able to earn money on it. That's what he's going to do. That's not goof nene. Goof nene means my goof have direct and not from this thing.
He's not saying, we're not talking about property increasing in value. We're talking about the person being tough out of the goof. He's pushing into his mouth a benefit.
But Jason said, even when he pushes it, only if the goof is nene, that's when you have to pay. That's what they said. Even in the case with friends pushing it into him, you only need to pay for it not if your goof is there then. The goof's not there then.
What about the wool? The wool in a human.
You don't need to pay.
When the wool is being dyed by a human.
For the sake. So you have to pay because of urine. You have to pay because of urine. Because somebody was must be out of your property, you have to pay. But what's that going to do with our sugya? Our sugya, no sugya.
We're not selling the wool right now, right?
Dude, now we could sell this wool.
The field is being shown. Why do you say that? Why is that not called giving him benefit?
Benefit? You're kind of benefit is only if you had that benefit, you took the benefit, your animal took the benefit, or your wolf is
you took the benefit physically.
He will benefit. He will benefit.
What would, how would he benefit?
He's gonna have to eat.
No, that's not this thing. It will also be to sell.
Right.
The basis is it's not called an oil. You're not going to be hired to pay an oil for the fact that you had the wool to sell. Now, not you. You're hired to pay for something else. If somebody makes your wool higher value, there's a new mechanism. The new mechanism called Mashpiach Nisikam. Mashpiach Ops. Here is a
cigar. It's worth
more. It's worth more. If it's not worth more, you wouldn't have to. That means the field is worth more. If the field is worth more, he's got something to take. If it's not worth more, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. He hasn't had a lot. So what's it coming to this? Let's get back to this question. Why didn't this sugar? So let's just remind ourselves, what's the sugar? Nana means I got something, I owe you money. Why can't I pay? Why can't the other guy claim who's not made this thing? So there's an element of Minister can't come. So what's about Yehudi? That was a shame. Do we say there's Minister in this case?
Isn't there a reverse?
By Yehudi is also Minister. This guy, this guy built out a wall. He built it himself. It's true. It improved the value of the land in the land, but he built it for himself. So you have a case where there was an improvement, so the inner guy has to pay because of the value that went up, but it's mid the story for the outer guy to commit. You anyway would have invested that money for yourself. So the shimmering that was the beneficiary, and if I met the beneficiary, the price value went up in price, and he really owes money, but Reuven can't claim it because of the minister. Meaning, in a nutshell, we've got a sugya here where the inner guy owes money, but we've got a shine that the outer guy can claim because of the minister. Now, that shine of minister is exactly the same shine if the reason why the inner guy has to pay is because of an oil, or the reason why the inner guy has to pay is because of merit. It's exactly the same shine. The inner guy has to pay. Why do you have to pay? Either because of Anor, in the case where it would be Anor, or because of Yerid. Now, in the case of somebody who's squatting, it's because of Anor. In the case of the Yerid, when you set up, in the case of the Makif, it's because of Yerid, because the property value went up in price. So in both of those cases, somebody, the beneficiary, has to pay. We just got Shaya. Can the Balabais claim for the rent, the baby to make the story. Even the story, you can't claim. The same sorrow made the story, you can't claim by the walls as well, by yearning, by beneficiary, by making the property go up in price. Because the reason why you build that wall, why do you buy build the wall? For your own land. And by doing that, you made his land go up in price. You made his land go up in price, but that's not thing for that. Because you wouldn't have done it anyway for your own land. So it's true, there's two non-decisions. The case of squatting is because of Nana. His roof is Nana. He took it. That's the case of squatting. The case of the animal eating is Hanok. The animal took it. Somebody stuffed food into his mouth and he swallowed it. That's Hanok. His roof was Nana. In all those cases, it was Hanok. Can the owner claim? Shaykh, with this type. That's the Shaykh. It's a cross and not cross. The exact same Shaykh. It's a new case. Somebody improves my value of my property by investing. It's another thing called Yerid Minister. Improves the value of my property through your investment. I need to pay. But if There's no loss to you. You improved my property without incurring any loss. So we have the same shayla. It's fine, you get to pay. Okay, exactly the same shayla. That's why the Gemara called this new shayla inside. I want to finish on this point. Yossi said, if I've been living in this field the last 30 years, I never put up a fence. And now you put up a fence. You're speaking about Friday night, you know. So you come to me and claim one in your mind. So you said, I don't want this wall. Sure, I don't want this wall. For the last 30 years, I didn't have this wall. So it's not about law. And if the shadow was an law, maybe there'd be something to talk about. It's not. Shadow is the only beneficiary for me. By you putting up the outer wall, you have increased the value of my land. My land is worth more than it. Whether you like it or not, the land is worth more. So your property has gone up in value.
You can tell me, I want to move it. I don't want it.
Your property's gone.
I don't want it. Move it.
Since your property's gone up, move it.
But you're able to
to go down into the person's field to, yeah, to settle.
That's very strange. That's your music.
It makes the value go up. You went into this field.
You could override the Gittis down as well. Once you put there is some extra effort.
That's answer the Gemara. Yeah, that's okay for your sale. Yeah, there was an extra effort that I introduced, it's not been disturbed. The extra fencing that I put up to make your field of better value was because of you, so it's not been disturbed.
But many Jewish communities in Chicago, it's one of the middle class houses, and wealthy people start building these tremendous houses. So even the property values of the middle house that remains the same goes up just because block is now more valuable. They can say you're responsible for my improvements because the neighborhood is more expensive now, and you sell your house for $100,000.
So it has to be like we're going to see, and you can't because the Zen is a little
faster. Yes or no?
Yeah, we need to stay. But if there was anything that these people had to do,
So the other way is the reverse. The person would be paying because of this. Person doesn't pay, some of the subject.
No.
And the benefit would be probably going to me not to pay some of this stuff.
No. Maybe the third is to take somebody else's money. To keep my own money, not this thing. Yeah, I'm putting my money. No. Maybe the third, that's what we said at the beginning of the place. So say that you can't go into my field, you can't go into my field, it's not this. Once you're in the field, you take your money for being in my field, that is. I can look after my life. So we've gone really over time, at least, but this is was important because we had to speak out. So these people are built over here. So when I speak to Dan Solomon, he started mentioning about Yeri Benitzi Chaveri. And he was quoting some other case. So it's the proportion of things. These people are built over here. We personally here didn't do anything to this war. So it's not Shaila Zene or Zerechos. No, we didn't do anything for this Anon. They built the wall. We didn't take anything. There's nothing to do with their name and their cost. Even if they say cost, there's no Anon. Anon means I took it. Anon means my animal took it or my good was man. I didn't have anything. So I wouldn't need to pay because of their name and their cost. There's a completely different reason why we would have to pay. There's a completely different reason why we would have to pay. If they made this wall and that improves our property, if it improves our property, then we need to pay because of Yerubin. But Yerubin has said, they made something which made our property up in value.
Then I you get to go up.
And then I have to go up here.
Do they know the Gemara?
That's
part of the studio. Even if it's true, they don't know it.